Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. I'll explore the connection to the human spirit in a way that helps to navigate your life, including crisis. I am passionate about helping you to open up to your intuition and the metaphysical world of spirit to find your confidence in your own inner guidance. Take a pause. Be inspired. Learn ways to show up focused, centered, and more dynamic in your everyday life. Welcome back to the Empowered Spirit Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me today. This episode is being brought to you by Forecast Salon, located in Homewood, Alabama. Forecast is a hair salon on a mission to shape a movement in the beauty industry, focusing on education, fashion, and creativity. Forecast strives to train stylists with the latest in education to provide their guests with the latest trends. Follow them on Instagram at Forecast Salon or find them online with their online store at ForecastSalon.com and check out their latest in stylist innovation at Club Forecast Salon on Instagram. As this podcast goes to air, we're moving into the new season of spring with the spring equinox on March 20th. There are so many changes and shifts going on in the universe. There is an underlying vibration of chaos, which perpetuates the isolation and loneliness in the world. Sometimes it can feel easier to stay in your own world rather than opening up to the new season, especially if you are feeling vulnerable in your energy. And even more so if you're an empath and sensitive to others. But is it really easier to stay in this cocoon? The tendency is to harbor these feelings, finding those wounds of blame and shame, and feeling like a victim to life. I understand. Let's just drop that right here. I understand. I've been there. Many winters past, I have felt this with lots of resistance to open up. I have felt isolated, all alone, not sure where my path was taking me, wanting to stay where that comfort feeling is, just alone, just by myself, pushing, resistant to what is going on around me. And there's so many factors that come in for that. I know for myself, grief of losing both parents, grief of moving through COVID, grief of being alone, breaking up in a relationship. And so many times our own little bubble, our wounds can feel comforting, even though we know we don't want to be there. And even, yes, being vulnerable here, admitting I know I have tools and skills, but sometimes that comfort zone of winter, snuggling up, staying quiet can really get to you. And then now, here it is, like spring, time to awaken. But sometimes we feel that resistance. So yes, I do understand. I have been there, but not anymore. I have broken this pattern. Deep within my soul, I have healed some of those wounds. I've looked at generational energies, breaking patterns and habits, and allowing new possibilities to open up within me. And I can help you to do the same, especially as we open up to this new season. With the tools that I've worked with and the ways in which I have seen myself grow, I have created the Radiant Light Method, the very method I use to help me process this energy, recognizing the victim energy, understanding my boundaries, what I take in, what I put out, and how to reset my energy so that I can be empowered to take charge of my life. This very same method is now my Soul Work 101 program, the Radiant Light Method, which begins on the equinox March 20th. The season of spring is all about radiating your light, planting your seeds of manifesting. So it is important to really break through the resistance, to know that you're not alone, to open up your energy. Maybe you've taken some classes in energy work. Maybe you've gone through a Reiki certification. Maybe you've done some crystal energy work, sound bowl training. Maybe you're recognizing through all of this that you are empathic. But maybe what you don't know is how to work with the energy body to align your vibration. Do you get drained easily by other people's energy? If you answered yes to any of this program is for you. we begin with the basic yet powerful key, the key to understanding how to feel the aura so that you can create healthy energy boundaries. Did you know that the aura of an empath is quite different from the aura of other people? Yes, we talked about this in my masterclass, and back by popular demand, I will be hosting another one on March 17th if you missed the first one. This class will help you to experience your energy field. It's going to show you how I teach. We'll talk about the radiant light method and how this can really help you understand that missing part of your own subtle body. This is such an important aspect to working with your energy, to working in the subtle fields, and to understanding how you can show up powerful in who you are and what your soul's purpose is all about. The link to join will be in the show notes. Hint, hint, I always offer bonuses to those that show up in the masterclass for my programs. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about a teaching from the Medicine Wheel, the spring energy. Spring, as I teach in the Medicine Wheel, is found in the direction of the east, where the sun rises and where we look for inspiration to begin. This new direction offers you hope to start again and plant new seeds for your path. The powers of the east that come in for spring are beginnings and change, allowing you to take that step forward into a new world of possibilities to look forward to what lies ahead. The element of spring is fire, lighting your soul, igniting the passion of your purpose. The qualities: clear vision, intentions, and the consciousness of light. In this direction, knowledge comes to consciousness. As we walk into the east, we walk into a new world, a world filled with hope and anticipation for things yet to come. So often I see people setting their new intentions on the calendar new year, but this hasn't allowed for the growth that your dreams from winter bring in. Now is the time to awaken to these new possibilities as you imagine yourself opening your door to this direction, just as the sun rises every day. Welcome these new possibilities now and set new intentions for what you want to grow. The plant associated with the direction of the east is tobacco. In many native traditions, tobacco is an offering of gratitude to the Creator and to Mother Earth. It is considered sacred, and when smoked in its purest forms, clears the mind, calms the soul, and helps you attune to the energies of Earth. In the Sacred Sweat Lodge, we take tobacco close to our hearts, offer our intentions, and release it into the fire. It becomes a sacred act of intention. One of the stones associated with the East is amber, a fossiled resin, an array of colors, but most commonly seen as a honey-colored stone. It's magnetic. It's warming. Amber helps to relieve the negative energies and brings cleansing and renewal as you attract into your life what you want to bring forward. Our power animal and messenger totem is eagle, the ruler of the air, representing power, vision, success. Eagle inspires you to reach higher and become more than you think you are capable of. Eagle energy brings the message of being courageous and really stretching your limits and seeing what you can do. Eagle brings a sense of courage and a desire to explore and grow. We can expand the power animals to all winged creatures, reminding you to fly high as you set your new intentions. I love the birds this time of year. They're so eager to be out early in the morning, finding their little worms, flying all around, bringing their beautiful music to us as we open up the season. The powers of the East are new directions and change. As you walk in the East, your physical abilities come forward as you learn and grow. It is time to step forward into a new world of wonder and excitement. It is a time to look forward to what lies ahead and to embrace the future with hope and anticipation. So now let's take this time to pause, center, and set an intention for this new season as I offer some channeled messages for this time. So wherever you are, if you can, close your eyes. Taking a nice deep inhale, breathing up the body. And as you exhale, breathing all the way back down, slowing down. Inhale, expanding the breath up the body. And exhale, breathing all the way back down, calling all your energy into you, calling your spirit. Taking another deep inhale. And as you exhale, align the spiritual body right on top of the physical, the emotional, the mental bodies, centering, grounding. Taking another deep inhale, breathing up the body. And as you exhale, dropping right into the very center of your heart, feeling that connection, your spirit, the greater spirit, creator, God, feeling all this energy coming in around you. Know that you are loved, guided, protected. As we call in the masters, the teachers, the archangels for joy and love, calling in the crystal beings for amusement, magnification. Call in your higher self to receive the messages of your guides, feeling all this energy coming in around you. As we notice this great wheel of life, calling in the sacred element of fire, feeling that warmth deep into your soul. As you imagine yourself stepping forward into this new season, imagine yourself facing the east. Imagine the sun on your face. Warming the body, igniting the soul. Notice what you feel and see and hear and just know. As I bring forward these messages, the first message that comes in is to know that life does not care whether you call yourself rich or poor, strong or weak. It will eternally reward you with that which you claim true of yourself. This human trait of measuring right and wrong belongs to man alone. To life, to the Creator, there is nothing right or wrong. Claim your true self. As you go to set your intentions, don't be anxious or concerned as to results. The reason most of us fail to realize our dreams is because we are constantly conditioning them. Do not condition your desires. Just accept as it comes to you. Give thanks for it to the point that you are grateful for having already received it. Feel it, know it, see it, hear it. And then go about your way in peace. Such acceptance of your desire is the path to dropping fertile seeds into prepared soil. For when you can drop the thing desired in consciousness, in your consciousness, confident that it shall appear, you have done all that is expected. But to be worried or concerned about the how of your desires maturing is to hold these fertile seeds in a mental grasp and therefore never to have dropped them in the soil of confidence. We feel it, we hear it, see it, know it, and we allow those elevated emotions, how you want to feel, to radiate all around you and release it out into the consciousness. Allow yourself to feel the I am energy that you hold, that brings your manifestations to you. I am. Feel the presence of energy for you as you repeat it. I am. Feel yourself expand as though you are actually growing in this very moment. Don't be afraid. Fear always can get in our way. Courage is necessary. You're not going to die to anything by your former limitations, but they are going to die as you move away from them, for they live only in your consciousness. In this deep or expanded consciousness, you will find yourself to be a power that you have never dreamt of before. Take a deep breath. Feel this I am. Begin to feel the joy of having received the things you desire. When this agreement is established within you, so that all doubts and fears have passed away, then you too will feel all the empty measures of your life and have an abundance running over. The angels come in for us right now, heart linking, bringing in this beautiful golden cord right into your heart. Let your heart overflow with this joy, with this love. The angels bring us this beautiful high vibration. Feel this. Recognize it, for it is the power that conjures in the world. Every state that you have ever recognized, you have embodied. So embody that I am energy of your manifestations. That which you are recognizing as true of yourself today is that which you are experiencing. Take another deep breath. And just feel this I am in your heart that's allowing you to open up to the vibration of the angels, to the vibration of your highest self. Recognize this joy. Recognition is the power that conjures in the world. Every state that you have ever recognized, you have embodied. Embody it now. That which you are recognizing as your true self today is that which you are experiencing. As you recognize this joy, no matter how little the beginnings of recognition are, you will be generously rewarded. For the world is a magnified mirror, magnifying everything that you are conscious of being. So as you step into this new season of spring, feel that light shining within your soul, allowing yourself to release all judgments, freeing the soul to move forward that this season allows us to do. Don't be anxious. Don't judge. Honor your path. All the many lessons, good or bad, right or wrong, honor these lessons, for this is the growth from the winter. As you accept, you allow yourself to move forward with so much more freedom, being guided from your soul, being guided from the messages of your guides, being guided by Creator. Feel this. Feel this energy all around you as receiving these messages, taking a moment, receiving messages from your guides right now. What is that I am energy for you? And as you go to set this intention for this new season, we bring in all of the directions for guidance and protection. Opening up to the east, we call in the east, this new season of possibility. We call in the south, the west, the north, above us, below us. And now imagining all this energy coming in as you stand in the center of the medicine wheel. Stand in the center of this wheel of your life. Right in that deepest part of your heart where you co-create with God, with Source, with Creator, setting an intention. Setting an intention for this new season. See it, hear it, feel it, know it. And allow these elevated emotions, this I am presence, your soul, your light, to radiate out all around you. Setting the energy. Taking another deep inhale. And as you exhale, release all attachments. Just be present right now. Feeling this in your heart. And now see, visualize, pretend, imagine it all happening. See yourself walking in this direction. See yourself bringing in all that you desire, holding, breathing, loving you each step of the way. Taking another deep inhale. And exhale, coming right back into the heart. Trusting this light, this love, this vibration, the I am that you are. Taking one more deep inhale. And exhale as we ground our energy, feeling your connection to Mother Earth, feeling your heart open, feeling that third eye focused, ignited. And as you're ready, blinking the eyes back open, coming back. And as you're bringing your awareness back, notice the messages that have come in for you. Perhaps new dreams, new visions have come forward. Set these intentions. Don't judge, just allow. Taking one more deep inhale and exhale, focusing, aligning, and carrying these intentions into this new season. Thanks again for listening. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. Come find me on Instagram. To your spirit, namaste. The season of spring is all about radiating your light and planting your seeds of manifesting. Have you had some classes in energy work? Maybe a Reiki certification, crystal energy? Do you recognize that you're empathic, but don't really know how to work with the energy body to align your vibration? Do you get drained easily by other people's energy? My next Soul Work 101 program is here for you, the Radiant Light Method. In this program, we begin with the basic understanding of how to feel, just feel the aura, so that you can create healthy energy boundaries. Did you know that the aura of empath is quite different than the aura of other people? Back by popular demand, if you missed my masterclass on the aura of the empath, it is happening again March 17th. Experience the class and see how this can help you. I will be giving more information about the Radiant Light Method through this masterclass. The link to join will be in the show notes.